Hi there, this is Tracy. Today I learned a few things and got some insights on something else to think about, and I thought I would share that with you. One of the things that was discussed was, you know, whenever you are separated from someone, divorcing, or with a narcissist, and you break up the relationship, there's always casualties of war, right? There's always people that are going to go to one side or the other. But when you're with a narcissist, you know, these are like casualties of lies, because you've lost people in your life, whether it's friends or family, and it's really hard to take. And the few of us that were talking about it today were discussing how we each could pick out somebody that we used to have in our life that was important to us and that we lost in a divorce or a narcissist relationship. And I know that I've always been sad that I lost talking to my niece, and I know that my son lost talking to a family. So I know that breaking up is hard to do, but when you're with a narcissist and there is no other ending but cutting it off and just, it's dead. When there's only that, then you, I don't know, it feels different, doesn't it? All right, another thing I learned about today was narcissists are like babies. They're like children, and they have no ability to have any boundaries. When I was little, I used to get, I had a nickname, and I'm talking like under three, but my dad recently reminded me of it. My nickname was Mimi, and I would be running around the house, me, as a middle child, and I'm pretty sure it was when the third one came that I was completely neglected, and so I was named Mimi, and we always want that attention, but a narcissist has no boundaries, and like, they're never going to learn. You can teach a child, you know, that they have to use the potty. You can teach a child that they have to put on their safety belts in the car, but a narcissist doesn't have those boundaries, and they never will. So it's like teaching a child, and we can't expect anything, because if they haven't gotten it yet, and they're probably not under five, then they aren't ever going to. So we just have to accept that. And you know, I know many of us tried to help a narcissist, tried to love a narcissist, tried to fix them, make them better, saw that really good part inside of them, and then wanted that all the time. We didn't believe that this crazy psycho person, as they ended up to be, was capable of anything that they were gonna do. I learned today that silence is a negotiation tool, and that we can use silence to get people to listen. Does that make sense? And sometimes, even though we want to talk, you know, it's hard to understand it without the context, but I found it really fascinating to use silence as a tool. And it's mindful, and it's mindful of others to really kind of let them be heard or let whatever they have to say come out. Another thing that I want to talk about today that I was talking about with my new narc friends is that we very often get overwhelmed by the discovery and by all of the information that we're suddenly throwing at our lives, something that is new to us, and we become these detectives. And I think it's actually the best thing that we can do. I really don't think there's anything bad with just diving into it and learning everything that you can. Can you hear all these birds? Silence. It's beautiful. Sunset. I'm playing this for you. All right, the last thing I want to talk about is something for you to think about, something for you to make a list of. and this is going to help you in your recovery. Think of the things that you tolerated. Think of the things that weren't good. And think really hard. What did you tolerate? What did you slide under the rug? What did you settle for? Did you lower your bar? I lowered my bar. Oh my God, I could have like jumped over it in flip-flops. I didn't even, it was so low, it was touching the ground. I kept lowering and lowering and lowering my standards. And you know what happened? I got less and less. So I want you to take a piece of paper and write down some things that you tolerated. There have to be some, and we might not have thought we were tolerating it then, but now as we do this new discovery work, we are going to see that we tolerated much more than we should have. And we need to kind of set a boundary. We need to start with this list. What did I settle for, and what don't I ever want to settle for less again? If we don't have this list, things are going to get lowered and lowered and lowered. So make that list, and let's heal together, okay?